4 out of every 10 people will suffer from cancer at some point in their lives. And although detection and treatment is improving, the number of cases continues to rise. Frank Wewell is the founder of People Against Cancer, and he believes the problem lies in the fact that there are carcinogenic substances all around us every day.
There are carcinogens which are found in the food, in the air, in the water, and the environment. Obviously, there are many, many very, very potent carcinogens that some people come into their workplace, but others, which we all are commonly come in contact with, are substances like, for instance, styrenes, which are found in styrofoam cups. There's also phthalates, which are substances that are plasticizers, which are in plastic bottles and containers. And everyone, obviously, in the modern world has drank something that's out of a plastic container. Everyone's drank something that's out of a styrofoam cup. Everyone had something that they've bought in the food store that's been packed in styrofoam. And these things are supposed to not pass into the food, or migrate, as we call it. And in fact, they do migrate into the food, and they do cause serious problems in the human body. Some of them act as endocrine disruptors, others act as hormone disruptors, and xenoestrogens, for instance, they mimic human estrogens. And many of these cause birth defects, cancer, they're potent carcinogens, and they're persistent in the body. So the body has no real mechanism to deal with them. Some of the other carcinogens found in the food are pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and rodenticides, which are products of agriculture. The way modern agriculture is focused is on the volume of product, as opposed to the quality of product. And it's only in the recent time, in the last 10 or 15 years, that we've actually had people who have focused on the idea of having pure organic food. Now, the organic movement has become quite prominent in the United States because there is a growing awareness of this poisoning of our food. So, food, poisoning of the air, we have found inside the house, strangely enough, to be more polluted than outside the house. We used to talk about home sweet home. Well, now we really have home toxic home. We found as many as 45 carcinogens in house dust. Simple house dust. So when you're vacuuming your carpet, you're raising a cloud of dust and you get carcinogens in that. So what we've found is that there are products like a HEPA filter, high efficiency particulate air filter, that can clear these toxins out of the air. So we purchased, our family purchased a HEPA vacuum. So when you vacuum your carpets and you're in your home and instead of a cloud of dust raising, it actually filters out 99.97% of these carcinogens from the dust in our home. Cleaning products and products in the house, in your home, strangely enough, have tremendous impact. Fragrances are often solvents, cleaning products. A lot of these things we have to be very careful with because they contain toxic substances and they're used in toxic amounts and they're persistent in the body. So we have to avoid these and use non-toxic cleaning products. Cosmetics, strangely enough, no one can understand how cosmetics were ever given a go-ahead by the Food and Drug Administration in the United States when cosmetics actually contain many carcinogens. So substances that you put on your face, substances that you put on your lips, substances you use on your body, we now know that, for instance, parabens are substances which we found in underarm deodorants and underarm antiperspirants contain aluminum. Parabens are persistent and have been found in breast tumors. So when we have underarm deodorants, it's very close, obviously, to the breast. We apply these every day, and they may be a factor in breast cancer. The second thing is that we have aluminum. Aluminum chlorohydrate is one of the active ingredients in what we call the antiperspirant, the thing that keeps you dry. One of the things that's dangerous about aluminum is it's persistent in the body and it has an immune suppressive effect. So these immune suppressants suppress the human immune system and keep it from doing what it's supposed to do, which is to patrol, identify, isolate, and eliminate cancer cells. So if we're providing substances that cause cancer to the body and if we're suppressing the system that actually fights cancer, this is where we get into problems in the modern world, why cancer now strikes 1 in 2.
From People Against Cancer, that's Frank Wewell.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more
interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.